This poem was written some months later. That news, of course, wasn't revealed to the public until September, although the war was supposed to have ended at the end of March, and that had happened in March, but we didn't get to read about it until September. And as I said in a footnote, an endnote, to the best of my knowledge, it was not followed up and seems to have gone virtually unnoticed in the national media and the national consciousness. I mean, during the Vietnam War, at least the My Lai massacre caused widespread outrage. But this sort of just rippled off into nowhere. This poem was written while I was getting a lot of reports through Ramsey Clark's reports and from other sources about the effect on Iraqi children, particularly, of the embargo. There were no medical supplies, no milk, no clean water, etc., after the bombings. And that was in the late summer and fall of the same year. And I had spent the entire actual Gulf War in California, because that's when I teach at Stanford, the first 3 months of each year. This poem is written then looking back to those 3 months. It's called In California During the Gulf War. Among the blight-killed eucalypts, among trees and bushes rusted by Christmas frosts, the yards and hillsides exhausted by 5 years of drought, certain airy white blossoms punctually reappeared, and dense clusters of pale pink, dark pink, a delicate abundance. They seemed like guests arriving joyfully on the accustomed festival day, unaware of the year's events, not perceiving the sackcloth others were wearing. To some of us, the dejected landscape consorted well with our shame and bitterness. Skies ever blue, daily sunshine, disgusted us like smile buttons. Yet the blossoms, clinging to thin branches, more lightly than birds, alert for flight, lifted the sunken heart, even against its will. But not as symbols of hope. They were flimsy as our resistance to the crimes committed again, again in our name. And yes, they return year after year. And yes, they briefly shone with serene joy over against the dark glare of evil days. They are, and their presence is quietness ineffable. And the bombings are, were, no doubt will be, that quiet, that huge cacophony simultaneous. No promise was being accorded. The blossoms were not doves. There was no rainbow. And when it was claimed the war had ended, it had not ended. And I said that about the effects on children in Iraq of the embargo. Because that's what I was talking about when I, one of the things I was talking about at least, when I ended that poem by saying, and when it was claimed the war had ended, it had not ended.